You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Chris Molina.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, you might not know it when you look at the surface of Lake Mendota or Lake Monona, but there are a lot of pretty random things strewn around the bottom of those lakes. Think cars or gas grills. We'll talk to a maritime archaeologist who's been examining what's at the bottom of that lake system.
First, the Kewaskum School District in southeastern Wisconsin says it's trying to solve a big problem: students using smartphones during class. In fact, Kewaskum's vice principal told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that phone use is the number one discipline issue.
The district went as far as asking the village for an ordinance that would allow students to be ticketed for repeatedly violating its cell phone policy. The village board took up the issue yesterday, and to quote President Kevin Scheinemann, it crashed and burned badly by a vote of 7-0. On top of that, nobody, including school district officials, were present to speak in favor of the measure. Scheinemann told WISN-TV in Milwaukee that he actually supported the idea, but without anyone to explain why it was necessary, he voted no.
You know, if the school district wants to do something like this in the future, they at least have to be here to defend the proposal. That, you know, I think that's what really hurt them tonight.
Joining us now to talk more about this proposal is the superintendent of Kewaskum School District, James Smozzel. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
So tell us originally where this idea for this policy came from.
So I think we need to start as a whole state issue that has been something that's been bantered about at many conferences and workshops throughout the state over the last year or two. And based on some of the articles that I've been reading, all school districts, depending on where they are with technology, is something that we struggle with and what we're trying to accomplish in the classroom. And trying to keep children first and learning first, obviously, is our highest priority. And we were fortunate enough to finally be able to be one-to-one with Chromebooks across our entire district. And this is the first time this has happened at the high school. So up until this point in time, we had a bring-your-own-device type mentality and policy in the high school. And now that we're one-to-one in Chromebooks, we thought it was appropriate to now take a look at cell phone usage at our high school. And so as we looked across the state and we looked at different policies and we looked at the one that most people are trying to kind of copy and paste, emulate, is Germantown's policy. And we shared that with our local police force and gave the school board a heads up if this is something they wanted us to pursue. And unanimously, our school board said, yes, if this is a concern and it's taking away from student learning, of course we want you to take a look at it. So we did, and we did a year's worth of research. And on July 9th at our board retreat, which we do every summer with our leadership team, we rolled out what we wanted to do. And in these third and fourth offenses, if appropriate and if our local law enforcement wanted to allow a citation or have a citation for cell phones, we wanted to make that available and work with them and partner with them on that. Obviously, once again, going back to the Germantown policy, which if you're emulating it, that's what they did and the partnership they have with their law enforcement. And so that was suggested that we do that, and so it was brought back to our local police force, and they took it to the village. And, of course, we don't issue tickets. That's not our realm of responsibility. So it's just a tool in the toolbox for us as far as trying to deal with student management issues from a day-to-day, year-to-year basis. And they did not think it was appropriate to have a separate ticket for cell phone usage, which is their business, and they have the right to do that. And, you know, it doesn't change the fact that we have a board policy dealing with cell phones, and we're going to do our best to try to make it the best learning environment we can. And whether or not there was a ticketing offense, that was up to them. And if they choose not to do it, that's fine. We will continue to move on and do what we do.
So this policy proposal went to the village board last night, and from what we heard there from WISN-TV, no one from the school district was there to speak in support of it. Why do you think that was?
Well, there's a couple of things that go into it. First of all, our representative, assistant principal Bingham, went to the board meeting prior to this, and he shared what the district was thinking about doing and wanted to partner with the village Village and the local police department on this. So there was somebody there at the previous board meeting, and they said they wanted to bring it back. In between the two meetings, I contacted the chief of police and met with him personally and said, what are the concerns? Do you need us to be there? What would you like us to do to help you with this? And you trying to get this approved by your board. And he said that there wasn't anything that we needed to do and that we weren't needed to show up. It's their board meeting. It's their police department. I felt the responsibility to allow him to kind of guide us on whether or not he wanted us there. And it was decided that we weren't needed, and therefore we didn't attend.
What have you heard from teachers in your district? Is this something that they have been asking for? Because do they feel like their power in the classroom can only go so far to control this kind of behavior on cell phone usage?
You know, before being a superintendent, I spent 17 years in a high school with student management and other things, 11 years as a high school principal. And I can tell you, it wasn't very often, but from time to time, I was called down to a classroom where there was some type of student management issue that I had to get involved with, and the teacher called me down to remove the student from the classroom and take them to the office because they wouldn't go on their own. And at some point, a lot of times I had to basically say to the student in question, you know, I have certain limitations for me. I can't grab you by the hand and take you down to the office. I can't put handcuffs on you. I can't issue you a citation. But if you don't want to come with me now, and I can threaten you with suspensions and I can threaten you with detentions, and that doesn't mean a lot to some kids, especially when they're angry. And so that tool in the toolbox to say, you know, our local law enforcement can come down here and they can do those things. That's the way our society works. And more times than not, that's the impetus for them to come down to the office because they didn't want a ticket. So there comes some very few and far between, very severe quick cases that quote-unquote tool in the toolbox is needed to run a safe and orderly school district or any type of organizations. That's why we have an SRO program. We have a school resource officer in the building every day, and we partner with our local law enforcement on a myriad of issues that deal with student management. And so it's a great working partnership. I don't think either us or our local police force thinks that we abuse it. It's a good working relationship, and this would just be, you know, something similar to that. And we wanted to see if that's what they wanted to do because, once again, it's not something that we created ourselves. We were trying to use the same type of thought process that other school districts across the state were using. And they chose not to do it, and they have the right to do that. It would be advantageous, I guess, if people would more clearly understand the role of a school district and the role of a local municipality and law enforcement, because I think the lines got blurred there a little bit. But, you know, we support our local police. We support our village board. We do our thing, and we will continue to try to make it a safe and appropriate, great place for kids to learn.
We are talking right now with Jim Smazel of the Kewaskum School District. He's the superintendent there, and we are talking about cell phones and cell phones in the classroom. And, Jim, you had mentioned that you're at a point where every student has a Chromebook. Students are still going to have their cell phones. Various schools across the state have dealt with this in different ways. Milwaukee Public Schools have said no cell phones in the classroom. Others have been more open to it. Do you see a role for cell phones in learning and in curriculum in your schools?
Well, I believe what we tried to do is to give every student, whether they're a high-need students or low-income students, every student the opportunity to learn. And that was the impetus for going one-to-one with our Chromebooks. So in essence, the cell phone need for a portal for learning is not necessary anymore. And so when it's not necessary, just like you and I, if it's something's not necessary, it can easily become a distraction or a safety concern. And so we would like to limit that. And again, we are just asking that students, when they come to school, we know they're going to have a cell phone, that they just leave it in their locker. and we have a five-period day. We're on a trimester schedule, so there's 8 minutes in between classes that they can go to their locker. They can check their cell phones in between classes before they go to lunch, after they come back from lunch. And after school, they can pick it up and they can use it as soon as the bell rings. So we're just looking at it specifically during the class period times and in the classrooms. We know that kids are going to have cell phones. We know that that's the way the world and our society works. That's not what we're trying to take away. We're just trying to, again, when they're in the classroom, let's concentrate on learning. If you need a portal for technology, we will provide it and take those distractions away.
Very briefly, Jim, as we begin to wrap up, what kind of conversations are you going to be having on this topic going forward?
Well, I think we need to try to get a greater awareness of what the role of a school district is versus the role of the local municipality and the law enforcement, and where our areas of coverage are versus theirs, and that we never were asking for them to ultimately give a ticket. It was also, it was just an opportunity, like I have said before, as a tool in the toolbox, something that we would use in very extreme cases, that they could issue a ticket if the law enforcement chose to do so. And, you know, we'll still continue on without that. We've got great kids. We didn't expect that to be something that we would have to entertain very often. But it's okay because, you know, we're all learning. We're all growing. We're all at different spots. I mean, if I'm a school district that doesn't have one-to-one, I understand why you want to have cell phones in the classroom. So,
and we're going to have to leave it there. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. That was James Smozzle, superintendent of the Keewascom School District. We talked to him about the Village Board rejecting a district proposal that would fine students who repeatedly get caught using cell phones in class.